You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kiwis battling the deadliest form of breast cancer are a step closer to gaining access to life-saving treatment. There are currently no funded treatment options for triple-negative breast cancer, but hope is on the horizon with Pharmac recommending funding for drug Keytruda. I spoke to Breast Cancer Foundation Chief Executive Arlene Rayner about the path to rollout for patients in Aotearoa. What does it mean to have these aggressive forms of breast cancer a step closer to being funded in Aotearoa?
Well, it's really important because triple negative breast cancer is the deadliest form of breast cancer. And right now, there are no Pharmac funded targeted drugs available here in New Zealand. So it would be a massive deal to see Keytruda funded for this. The thing about triple negative breast cancer is it is more aggressive and doesn't have the hormone receptors commonly found in other types of breast cancer. And so pembrolizumab, also known as Keytruda, is the immunotherapy drug which helps the immune system to recognise and attack the cancer cells. And so what's super important about this is clinical trials have shown that it reduces the spreading by 30% of breast cancer, and in advanced, that means incurable breast cancer, triple negative breast cancer patients have survived on average 43% longer. So it's super important that this drug is introduced into New Zealand, as it would save and extend women's lives.
How impactful have Pharmac recommendations been in the past in terms of enabling immediate government action towards funding new medical treatments?
Yeah, so the Pharmac operates independently from the government, although it is government funded. What we can attest to, it has a very lengthy and detailed decision-making process around drugs which should be publicly funded. That has a recommendation from a clinical advisors and then goes through the first step of making the drug available to free to patients in New Zealand. So the next step will happen. We'll have further assessments, which are economic and commercial assessments of whether it can go on the options for funding list. Right now, we know that there are 109 applications on Pharmac's options for funding list. The medicines that are on this list have typically been on the list for over 5 years on average and are still waiting funding decisions. And so if we look at history and do the analysis on funding decisions by Pharmac, the average waiting time is 7.7 years to get a drug approved for funding. And so this is absolutely dire when we know with triple negative breast cancer, there is a significantly higher risk. There's no funded treatments for women in New Zealand, and it can save and extend women's lives. So we're hoping that we're going to see this emphasis put on this recommendation.
And what impacts would this have on improving inequities in Māori and Pacifica patients' life expectancy when it comes to breast cancer diagnosis?
Yes, so Wahine Māori and Pacifica women are at higher risk of being diagnosed and dying from breast cancer than non-Māori. They have more aggressive cancers and are more likely to be diagnosed at younger ages and later stages. So when we look at the New Zealand in general, New Zealand's failure to adequately fund modern medicine for cancer simply exacerbates health inequities for Māori and Pacifica women, as they're faced with having to self-fund or go without treatment they desperately need. So really what it sets it up for is only the few that can afford it will be able to get the drug.
And triple negative breast cancer is noted as more likely to occur in younger women. Would other health approaches, such as lowering the minimum age for funded mammograms, for example, also be an effective proposition to support better health outcomes for New Zealanders when it comes to fighting breast cancer?
Yes, so we are calling for the screening age to be lowered to 40 for Māori and Pacifica women, given that they are at a higher risk of being diagnosed with breast cancer at a younger age. This risk-based approach would be similar to New Zealand's bowel cancer screening program. And so we're also asking the government to establish a fast-track system for high-risk women to be seen at a diagnostic centre within 2 weeks of reporting a symptom. So you combine all of those factors along with having access to modern medicines like Keytruda. The key to surviving breast cancer is the earlier diagnosis, so we want more action taken by the government so that women can have the best chance of detecting breast cancer early.
That was Arlene Rayner, Chief Executive of the Breast Cancer Foundation, on the path to funding new life-saving treatments for the deadliest form of breast cancer in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.